Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, he's got his own open. Hi, Matt.
What's up, dog?
What's up? It's been a minute since I've talked to you. Matt Collar joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. How are your Buffalo Sabres?
You know what? Better.
Yeah.
they keep losing like shootouts and in overtime, but you know that's better than losing every game just straight out. So they've developed some players and they got a coach who's, you know, maybe a professional coach. They're trying. Give them a minute. give them 11 years. You know, my first time that I ever went on the radio in Buffalo, like my first job ever, I was previewing the last Sabres playoff game. And so now I have been in media for 15 years.
Yeah. That's I was going to ask you what year that was.
2011, I think.
Wow. That's a good time. Matt, I was watching the game this week, and like so many people, I'm just infatuated with J.J. McCarthy. He's everything I hoped and dreamed and wanted ever in a Vikings quarterback. Have we seen enough to actually have that take? I mean, have you seen enough of him in the small sample size that you also believe this kid is going to be a star and take the team to the promised land and win multiple Super Bowls and MVPs, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I think you covered it. okay, so here's what I feel like I've seen from J.J. McCarthy. I have seen enough evidence of the bones of something that could be really good, where we saw athleticism from him at the quarterback position, which I think is required now to be a great quarterback. And to be able to run in that 9-yard touchdown where he just takes off, there's nobody to throw to, and Alex Anzalone is in space with him, who's one of the best linebackers in the league. He dodges him like it's nothing and goes into the end zone. Like, that matters. Like, that's significant. And there are 5 or 6 throws in the game where your eyes pop out. I mean, I thought even the one down by the goal line where he's rolling to his right and TJ Hockenson senses a zone and stops and he lets it rip kind of across his body and it's going 100 miles an hour and you go, oh, that's some arm talent right there. He had one later in the game to Jordan Addison on a deep out route where he let it go and you saw the velocity and the speed. I thought also the leadership that he showed, and when I think of leadership, I don't mean the rah-rah stuff, which obviously he's great at, but what I mean is get the play call, get him out of the huddle, get him lined up. Stuff where he looked a little shaky earlier in the year, but clearly has made a big improvement there. The operation is so important. And so that means that he knows the offense and that he's been grinding on the offense and learning it and understands the checks. He checked into a screen on the first drive and hit a first down. He was supposed to check into a screen if he saw a blitz, and he did it, and then bang, first down. Like, that stuff's pro quarterback, starting quarterback type of stuff. So all the boxes of did I see franchise quarterback stuff. Yes, I did. Did I see a franchise quarterback who is completely and fully developed? Not even close, because I saw him make some atrocious decisions, some really bad and inaccurate throws, and doing some kid stuff where, you know, he's rolling out to the sideline and Justin Jefferson is standing there wide open where you just got to kind of drop it off to him, and he throws it about 400 miles an hour and hits the mascot or something. And like, but that's all. But he is, I swear, he's Nuke LaLoosh. Like, he has all the skills, and he's got some of the funny stuff that he says and all that. He is a kid. And so I think that one of the things that they're going to have to work their way through is the kid moments. But I also feel that, you know, I haven't seen this kind of like energy around a quarterback in a while. I mean, Sam eventually got there, but with his enthusiasm, it reminded me of Case Keenum and how he wasn't perfect, but the team really rallied around him. And I think we've seen that from J.J. McCarthy.
Well, part of the reason the team rallied around Case Keenum is because Mike Zimmer refused to name him starter. Remember that?
Yes, like, yes.
I remember asking, we asked every week, is Case Keenum your starter? We'll see. We'll see. I noticed the overthrows from McCarthy a bit. The one thing that I loved, Matt, is it's something that we haven't had here in a really long time, and that is that when you're flushed or you got to get the yardage or you got to make the pass, he puts the ball up there for his guys to make a play. I don't remember the last time I've seen a quarterback that, you know what, I'm just going to throw this up there and my guys are going to make a play on it. He is very bold. He is not afraid. He is not timid. He'll just toss it up there sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. And I do think, like, don't let your memory fail you. Sam Darnold did that really well last year as well, and it paid off a lot of times. But I also think that him watching Sam Darnold do that was really big for him, and seeing the way that sometimes Darnold would look downfield and see Jordan Addison and see Justin Jefferson and just say, look, if he's one-on-one, I'm going to go ahead and take a shot. And, you know, that's where sometimes you're going to have to deal with an interception that you don't love, or you know, a miscue where he was a little too aggressive. But I believe Mike Zimmer was the first person I ever heard. And while hockey guys say this sort of stuff too, they have a different phrase for it. But like, better to say, you know, woe than go, meaning better to try to reel the kid back in a little bit than try to motivate him to make plays like that. So he was not playing. And that's the thing, like, you miss 5 weeks. And everybody's talking about, you know, you coming back and you're playing a great team in a harsh environment. And he walks out on the field and is just confident from that first moment. And that is something that you can't teach, and you can reel in a little bit overconfidence as you go along. But, you know, I'll bring up the one who usually should not be named when talking about Vikings quarterbacks, Christian Ponder.
Oh, I mean, wow. Why would you go there?
Sorry. But when you watched Christian Ponder, there was no confidence there, right? There
no, he had no happy confidence. Feet. He had happy feet from the day he got crushed. He
as
also
soon as he took the snap. Yeah,
he also didn't have the offensive line that J.J. McCarthy's working with.
Well, I
would
think
argue
that's and right. That's another thing, is that getting the line healthy. Yeah. And look, there were a lot of people with a lot of things to say about the handling of his ankle injury, soft benching and all that nonsense. But like, when it came to playing him at 100% and also the offensive line at 80% of health, I think that was really important, because he had time to throw the other day. He had, you know, Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw fighting for him. Had he gone out on that Thursday night with two backup tackles, I think it would have gone horribly.
Yep. Matthew Coller joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Well, I want to talk defense a little bit, and I know that you wrote about this week. Eric Wilson, and just how good he was last week. And sometimes I'm like doing a double take, because I'm like, how Eric Wilson's been around. He left and came back. He was really good last week for the Vikings.
He was. And, you know, I think there he was a part of a bunch of guys who really stepped up in that game, including, you know, getting Andrew Van Ginkle back. I thought it looked like Blake Cashman was at 100%, like truly back after missing time. But Eric Wilson might be the best signing of the offseason they made, which is funny because they made a ton of big name signings. And then he was kind of an afterthought. But what you see from him is that he's developed over the years. He was a young player when he was here initially with Mike Zimmer's defense, and he was good then. But I think what you see now is a veteran player who's extremely dynamic. And what we have to understand is people, you know, criticize Dallas Turner, and I get that. He has not been the player that maybe they expected when they drafted him high, is that to understand Brian Flores' defense, you need to have played a lot of football. And there's a reason why most of the guys who are thriving are like Harrison Smith, Andrew Van Ginkle, Blake Cashman. These guys have been around a long time because this defense, it's not like a Madden thing where you select a play and then your defense does it. This is a defense that is being it's truly being formed on the fly. Like today, Brian Flores gave us a great example of Andrew Van Ginkle saying to Jalen Redmond, like, let's run a stunt here. Like, he just knew the defense, knew the look, and then they end up getting a pressure, a sack, or whatever it was. And it's like, you need to understand stuff at such a high level, and that's what Eric Wilson does. And for him to just switch and play some outside linebacker when he doesn't really do that a whole lot, very, very, very impressive for him.
Well, they got their work cut out for him with Lamar Jackson this weekend. What is the key? How do you slow down a guy with his speed and his arm strength?
Well, none of the 31 other teams have ever figured that out exactly. But, you know, it is funny because that team feels like they're kind of down this year. And then you look at Lamar Jackson's stats in the games he's played in, and he's got 136 quarterback rating, 14 touchdowns, one pick, 73% completion percentage. Like, oh, my gosh.
Goodness gracious.
That team's down, huh?
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, I don't think that there's any actual answer to this. But if you look at what the Lions did, and they still scored like 30 points against the Lions, but they hit them a lot. And I think if there's only one way to throw off any quarterback, whether it's Tom Brady or Lamar Jackson, it's usually by getting pressure. We've seen, you know, Patrick Mahomes have this problem, and then containing him, where the containing part is almost impossible. But if you can pressure him into a fumble, into some sacks, I noticed he's been sacked 17 times. So the sacks can get you negative plays there. And the other part is Derrick Henry has been super up and down. It's either 75-yard touchdown runs or nothing. And if you can keep him on the nothing side, that does make it harder, again, sort of for any quarterback. But I think that it's the key of just causing some negative plays for Lamar in the form of sacks. And that, I think, is where we will see a lot of the Brian Flores pressures, a lot of different looks for him. But there's no real containing one of the top, I don't know, three or four players on earth.
Yeah, and he's one of them. I mean, even, you're right. You look at his stats, even when they're having a down year, he still gets his numbers, and there's not a whole lot you can do about that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You look at the North. Green Bay's 5-2. Vikings are 4-4. With games in front of them and who they have to play, I get the sense, do you get the sense, rather, that there's still a pretty good amount of hope that this team might be able to do something here. I don't want to say they're going to win the North or anything like that, but I guess what I'm asking is, do they feel like they've turned a corner from some of the inconsistency over the past couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, wow, how different the locker room was this week than it was last week, and
right.
the press conferences with the coaches and all that. You know, and I think it wasn't just getting a win. It's that they said, this is us. This is who we were supposed to be. And for most of this season, they were playing with a backup quarterback, backup tackles, no Van Ginkle, no Harrison Smith, like half of what they were supposed to be, and just trying to grind out enough wins to stay in the race. But where most teams are getting more injured as the season goes along, they are actually getting much healthier to the point where this is who they were supposed to be as a team. And I think everybody senses that the opportunity is there. I think this next section of games is going to tell us a lot. They have, you know, the Ravens, the Bears, and then your first trip to Lambeau ever for J.J. McCarthy, which should be pretty exciting for him and everybody. You got to get probably 2 out of the 4 wins, because then when you look at the back end of the schedule, this is where the opportunity is. The NFC East games, Washington's going to be without Jaden Daniels. Dallas stinks. The Giants stink. Like, there's a chance there to get on a run. And if you think about it as a 9-game season now, can you win 6?
That's it.
If you win 5, you might have a chance. But if you can win 6, you're probably in the playoffs, and you'll have survived, you know, having to play Carson Wentz for a few games. So I think they are absolutely looking at it like, hey, we should be right in the middle of this thing, and then we'll see how it plays out.
My last question, since you brought him up, Carson Wentz. Does he get, like, hazard pay or something? I mean, clearly he had to take a beating. And I know people are like, oh, why would they do that to him? There is no way that you would pull him off, that he would allow anyone to pull him off the field. If he gets, and I'm not talking this season, and we're pontificating a bit here. Is he completely done? I mean, do you think that maybe he gets a run next year, either with the Vikings or another team, or do you think that this is probably it?
No, I think that he will. I think he'll find a team. I don't know if it's this team, because I actually think that they are so high on Max Brosmer that, and I know that, you know, Minnesotans are insanely high on Max Brosmer.
I can't wait to tell Pete that you said that. He's coming on in a few minutes. I cannot wait to tell him that how much you love Max Brosmer.
No, it's real, and,
yeah.
and I think Max has a really, really bright future in the NFL, that he's going to be in the league for a really long
That's
time.
Great.
So I think next year you're talking about, and Max and JJ have a great connection, so I think those two are going to go forward together as the quarterbacks. So I don't know if Wentz will be back, but I think what he did show, if you can win 2 out of 5 games, or, you know, maybe there's a chance in there to win another one that they didn't pull off, that were close losses against Philly and Pittsburgh as a backup quarterback, that's about as well as you can do. And that was the hard part about covering those games was, you know, the frustration of the fans and the players and stuff. Like, this is life when a backup quarterback has to come in, and there's really no way around it. And that's why J.J. McCarthy has injected a new life into this team. It's like, oh, yeah, that's what a starting quarterback looks like. Wentz tried his butt off and fought through it. A ton of respect for him for that. But you're just not going to play great football most of the time when you have a backup come in.
Yeah, and with a bad shoulder to boot, as we found out. Matthew Collar, thanks so much. Always good to chat with you, buddy.
Anytime, man. Good to talk with you.
Matthew Collar joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.